301 Calle de Mayo, Ciudad Vieja, Roberto and his wife live. It's here that he has his art studio, living quarters, antique store, and two little dogs who just want to be held by mom. Meeting him at a local bar and grill, he recognized me from the art show and invited me to come see his studios. It's a large space at Roberto's home, two floors, but its location is not ideal for showing, creating, or selling art. Off the main streets, it's hard to find, and is packed to the rafters with stuff, some bought, some bartered for, some found. Roberto shows me his home, office, and studio. He has ideas, works quickly, and prefers to sell his own works instead of letting gallery owners mark prices up. His works are ingenious, made out of wood and found materials, conscious of texture, space, materials, and art history. His art exhibit at the Urban Heritage offices, where I bought one of his smaller works, is good for him, his wife tells me, because it's hard for him to see all his little children in his small studio upstairs, and kids absolutely need to get out of the house and play. His exposure takes photos of us, and this is the best of the three. Art is a profession, trade, business, obsession, lover. Roberto's house and art look like brothers. In a best-case scenario, your life and your art are the same thing.